every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
Welcome to SA Global Explorer, brought to you by FNB Private. For advice that's as well-travelled as you, unlock invaluable. Help changes everything. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorised FSB and credit provider. Athena, hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Oh, it's so nice to chat to you. Athena is from Cape Town, currently living in South Korea. Athena, listen, by the way, what are you doing in South Korea at the moment?
I am an English teacher, better known as an ESL teacher.
Right.
Here in South Korea, and I teach at a private academy.
How different is the experience in South Korea, like culturally, compared to living in South Africa?
Well, culturally, it's very different. You know, South Africa is very diverse, but South Korea, again, is very rich in their culture and their traditions. But I feel like with South Africa, we are a bit more friendly and warm-hearted.
Yes.
And then we have similarities, like we are really very family-oriented as well on this side. So culturally, it's very rich and very traditional values that they uphold.
Athena, what made you choose South Korea as an option?
I always wanted to teach in Asia. I think South Korea stood out for me because of the benefits. They, for example, they reimburse you on your flight ticket, or they pay your flight ticket here. They give you accommodation, a good salary, medical aid. So South Korea was just overall my top choice, and in terms of safety too. And of course, we know the K-dramas and the K-pop.
Exactly.
It's such a lovely country to live in. Yes.
Yeah. Now listen, when I think of South Korea, I also think about some of the most incredible foods. What's kind of some of the more unusual stuff that you've eaten that side?
Oh my gosh, Ryan. The first time I got here to South Korea, I went to the grocery store and I saw bors. And it was like, oh my gosh, sausage, something that's familiar.
Yes.
To me. And then I go to prepare it at home, and it was actually blood sausage. I will never try it again. And then there's obviously in South Africa, it's a delicacy to have the chicken feet, but they actually have restaurants, many chicken feet restaurants in South Korea.
Listen, for South Africans listening to you and they're thinking about coming over, what are the things that they need to do and know? What food must they try? What places must they visit?
Mm-hmm.
What must they not do? Things like that. Give us a quick breakdown.
Well, first off, Google Maps does not work here. So I think downloading all the necessary apps like Naver or Kakao Map, and then just the translation app like Papago, that will help you just translate what you need here in South Korea. They are English friendly, especially with the transportation, and it's quite affordable. So you won't struggle to get to wherever you need to go. And depending on where you want to go, Seoul is obviously the capital city. It's where everything happens and where it's great. So I would say go to Myeongdong and go shopping there, or go to Hongdae and Itaewon for the nightlife. Or if you're more family oriented, go to the theme parks like Lotte World, Everland. And then things not to do. They don't like staring. So you would see they don't really stare at you. And if they do, then it's considered rude. And they obviously take off their shoes before they enter a room, and do not speak loud on public transportation, on the bus or subway. That's a no-go. They will scold you. And yes, I asked some of my students, what would they say? And they're like, don't negotiate with money. The price you see is the price you get. So the cost of living is quite expensive, but it's quite an experience. So save up, make sure that you know where you're going, and it's quite safe. So you'll have a great time here in South Korea. Also, I want to add, come during autumn and spring. Do not do the other seasons. It's quite extremely cold or extremely hot here. So those seasons are the best time to visit South Korea.
Oh, I love that. Athena, listen, it's so lovely to chat with you. Thanks so much for your time. And we look forward to seeing you back home, because home will always be Cape Town. It'll always be here. It'll always be waiting for you with its arms open whenever you're ready to come back.
Always. I love South Africa and I miss my people. And I hope that you do explore a bit and come to Asia, especially South Korea.
I love it. Athena, thanks for your time.
Have a good time.
Thanks. Have a good one. Ciao. Bye-bye. I love it. There was Athena chatting to her from South Korea. Catch SA Global Explorer again next Wednesday on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. It is brought to you by FNB Private. If you've ever traveled, lived or worked abroad, we want to hear about your experiences. Get to smileyfm.co.za. Share your stories with us.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up
with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.